This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, October 30th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It's been 10,080 minutes since last we spoke. In 2021, many of the shows have spoken of the time you have until something occurs or you do something. It's always been my intention to help make you aware of the preciousness of time and stay conscious of life's moments and the opportunities each one gives you to live your best. Recently, my little nieces had a kindness day at school. They're always polite and thoughtful, but this day brought awareness of acts of kindness and what they could do for others to their class, their families, and even to me, their great aunt. Good deeds do have a huge impact. We each have a heart, so most definitely we can be kind to one another. No matter our age, we have it within ourselves to discover what is needed from us, and we can take action and make a difference. We can show our appreciation and respect to one another and use the words please, thank you, and you're welcome. What's more, we can listen to others, and when someone is struggling, we can say a kind word of support. Beyond words, we can put our experiences and skill to work and share our knowledge and talent with others. Our gifts are ours to share. Perhaps your work experience can benefit a person. You, as their mentor, may lead to another's success in life. It does involve thought and time, but so far my suggestions won't cost you a dime. However, if you are so inclined, your act of kindness can be a donation to a charity whose cause you wish to support. It's up to you to find the ways you can contribute to a better world. Not one of us can deny that there is something we can contribute. We have it in us to be kind, and we can afford to do so when we act from our hearts and give of ourselves. It's up to us to determine the how, when, where of our actions. But each moment of each day brings us fresh opportunities to have a positive impact. We don't have to wait for others to do. We can be the agent of change. I just had an experience that may motivate you to take some action. I recently walked in a conservation area with a friend. We saw bunnies and chipmunks and chickadees, beautiful Ontario flora and fauna. We stepped off track into the forest and found, to our dismay, plastic bottles, bags, foam packaging, and debris of all sorts. My plan is to return to that conservation area wearing hiking boots and rubber gloves and have a big garbage bag in hand to pick up what I see. If walking in the wild appeals to you like it does to me, you can plan to go to your area and be part of cleaning up our parkland. It occurred to me that if each walker came equipped to remove the trash the others have left behind, we'd be leaving a place better than we found it. So to those who wish to leave it as is, because it's someone else's mess, think again. It's our world, and when we do good things, it will resonate. It benefits those who follow us, and perhaps they will think twice before tossing their trash. I'm happy to say that November 13th is coming. It's World Kindness Day. That gives us 141,120 minutes to plan and prepare so we can participate in that special day. We have time to develop happiness skills. We can identify what needs to be done and determine our steps to getting it done. We all encounter challenges, but they can strengthen us, and overcoming them can bring us joy. By doing random acts of kindness, a friendly smile, kind words, donations of food and clothes, pitching in to clean up in public spaces, we each in our own way can find a way to help others and make a better world. Our kindness will bring its own reward by bringing us joy and pleasure. So tomorrow's Halloween, And just a thought, what are you going to be doing? Are you locking your door, turning off your lights? Or perhaps you'll give out treats and welcome the children and participate. Another option, consider buying healthy treats and dropping them off in food bank bins. There are so many ways to be kind and make a difference. And remember, there is nothing wrong in being kind to yourself and putting yourself first. So if you have questions, remember, your From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you. We'll gladly help you reach your goals and live your best. After all, we're all in this together. Feel free to reach out to us. We're a call or an email away. Our contact information is on my website, marylins.ca. That's marylyns.ca. Just click on radio, sponsor experts list, and there you are. Or you're always welcome to call me at 416-504-6777. We each believe in helping our fellow man, and we'll gladly help you when you ask. Now, after an important message, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group will join us and we'll learn how to invest for our retirement. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylins.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, as promised, Senior Wealth Advisor Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So I understand we're going to pick up where we left off last week, and we're going to talk about Men, Women, and Money Part 2. Is that my right?
That is right. So again, this year's insights from the report from UBS called Own Your Worth is about men, women, and money. And if you recall, only about 20% of couples make financial decisions together. The problem is it puts the other person, usually a woman in the relationship, at a significant disadvantage and at great risk, considering that 90% of women in Canada will be responsible for their own finances later on in life. Last week, I highlighted what the study found, that both men and women agree are the benefits of a financially deferring spouse becoming more involved in the household financial decisions. And these included things like, if something happened to my spouse, I would know all about our finances. I would feel more confident about our financial future. I'd have a greater sense of financial security. We would have a greater chance of being able to retire when and how we want. We'd make fewer financial mistakes and be less stressed about our finances. And these are all wins. But it begs the question, how do you engage a deferring spouse in financial conversations? How do we get spouses to be equal partners where both have a voice in the decision that can profoundly impact their family and their future? And what we found is by asking questions and discussing the big picture, the people, things that ultimately finances need to be there to support. And at this stage of engagement, it's not about the dollars and cents. It's about life goals and priorities. And I'm going to give some great questions for getting this conversation going. But before I do, I want to make a point that I make to every couple when we have this conversation. You aren't necessarily going to agree on everything, and that is perfectly okay. Each of you are your own person, and there are no right or wrong answers. In fact, when it eventually gets to the money part of this engagement in the finances process, many times creative planning can help both of you achieve your individual goals as well as your household priorities. So what are the five questions? Firstly, what do you want to accomplish in your life? Who are the people who matter most to you? What do you want your legacy to be? What are your main concerns? And how do you plan to achieve your life's vision? Notice again, we aren't at the dollars and cents stage. We're at the discussion and listening stage. These five questions are a great way for a deferring spouse to find their voice and get them engaged in the conversation. They may not relate to the finances, but I have found that most people relate to what it is that their financial resources can do for them, especially when it matches their life's priorities.
Well, that was an educational few minutes. Thank you for that. If someone wants to talk to you about getting engaged with their spouse in the conversation about money and investing in retirement, how do we reach you?
You can give us a call at 416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. The Farwell Group. They believe that you're better together and they can show you how to accomplish that. It takes a call, a conversation, and then you move forward. Again, 416-863-7501. Leslie, thank you for that, and I look forward to speaking to you next week where I believe we're going to continue this conversation.
I'm looking forward to it as well, Marilyn.
Next, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic gives us her weekly tip. And then we'll chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto and our matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, followed by a conversation with Dr. Vivian Brown. So lots more to follow, all from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, yeah, it is Halloween coming up, and one of the things I thought I'd touch on is something about food additives, and are any of these food additives, could they be causing issues for our health? So, food additives are typically added to enhance the flavor, the appearance, or the texture of a product, or sometimes even to extend its shelf life. And generally, these are tested for safety. Studies show that some of these substances have been associated with some adverse effects. While others are safe and can be consumed with minimal risk. So, you know, even the healthiest eaters, most of us know to read labels, and some of them are difficult to really assess. So there's a lot of confusion around food additives. So I'm going to touch on three or four, actually, additives today, and then next week I'm going to talk about four more. So the first one I'm going to talk about is something called soy lecithin. Soy lecithin is found in dietary supplements, chocolate, ice cream, and some breads, and its purpose is to act as an emulsifier. So it helps ingredients that don't typically blend together, things like oil and water. And it's extracted from raw soybeans. But the problem is soy, for some people, is a common allergy. And because if you're eating soy protein, that can sometimes be an allergy, it could cause an allergy effect. So one of the things I often do with patients is actually test to see if they have food sensitivities, and soy is one of those kinds of things. The second one is something called carrageenan. Carrageenan is found in almond milk, so healthy foods, coconut milk, some meats, and some yogurts. And again, it acts as an emulsifier or a thickening agent. So there is some study that found a connection between carrageenan intake and gastrointestinal issues, and including some cancerous colon lesions. So more studies, more studies really need to be done regarding the impact on our health. So actually, some in vitro studies actually found a link between certain types of intestinal inflammation and carrageenan. So this is one additive, really. I think it's a good idea to limit, and it's actually possible to buy almond milk and coconut milk and some of these other foods without carrageenan. So something to think about when you're looking for foods and reading food ingredients. MSG, we've all heard of it. MSG is added to many processed foods, canned soups, and it's actually found in a lot of fast foods. And there's a lot of controversy around MSG because it can affect brain health, cause weight gain, metabolic syndrome, many of these kinds of things. Often it's been linked to headaches and sweating, especially consumed in large amounts. So certainly something to be aware of. And then the last thing I wanted to touch on today is things like artificial coloring. And those are often used to brighten the appearance of everything from candy to condiments. And typically we see, and sometimes even vitamins, off-the-shelf vitamins, we see red number 40, yellow number 5. These have often been associated with allergic reactions and hyperactivity in children. So really, if patients are concerned about food additives or food sensitivities, the best thing is they can give me a call and we could talk about it in a little bit more detail and actually even do some food testing if necessary.
So your number is 905-707-2001. Your website, thornhillnaturopathic.ca. There's a link from marylins.ca under the sponsor expert team. And anyone interested in exploring food additives and how it impacts their health are welcome to call Dr. Betty Rosendahl and get the information. A 15-minute complimentary consultation is yours. That's 905-707-2001. Thornhill Naturopathic, Dr. Betty Rosendahl. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning about the next four food additives next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, katherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
It can be distressing when you're with people and you don't hear a full conversation. There is a solution. It starts by looking after your hearing and discovering if you have hearing loss and why. And once you know, you can take action. Hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto is one of From a Woman's Perspective's team, and he can help you do exactly that. He's with us now to share a happy story and offer solutions to anyone experiencing hearing loss. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. I think it's safe to say that we all know that change is inevitable. With change comes moments of joy, moments of sadness, and moments of hardships, and there are many more moments that we can mention. Now, if we know and understand that change is a constant in life, we have a choice on how we take these changes and how we react to them. In the cases of changes with respect to our hearing, many people choose to delay getting treatment. Reasons as to why range from telling themselves that it isn't that bad, or I don't want people to know I wear hearing aids. There are some of the reasons. The interesting thing about this way of thinking is that these are how the individual sees themselves rather than how the world sees them. Choosing to delay treatment rather than getting treatment causes many hardships like isolation, anxiety, depression, to just name a few. Many of the people we meet for the first time get their first ever hearing assessment. They find out that they have a hearing loss. Now, naturally, they feel all the normal feelings that come with that, but most of them are curious as to what they can do about it. Now, we offer people several options to consider and try without pushing them. We see ourselves as your guide to better hearing. This brings me to our happy story for today. Now, we recently met a gentleman by the name of Patrick. Patrick just found out that he has a high-frequency hearing loss, where the clarity of speech and other high-pitched sounds were not being heard well, or sometimes not at all. We offered Patrick an opportunity to trial a set of hearing aids, so that he had some experience with hearing aids, so that he could make a more informed decision as to what type of hearing aid might be best for his lifestyle. Now, after a week of use with these trial hearing aids, he came back and he was thrilled with how well he was hearing. He was thrilled with how well he was hearing in all the situations he found himself in. It turns out that Patrick is an avid bird photographer, and he told me that he can now hear all the smaller birds that he wasn't hearing before. And because of this, he was able to photograph these birds, because now he can hear them and localize them. We love it when we can support our clients' activities by helping them hear their best.
Well, Edmund, thanks for sharing that happy story and pointing out that change is a constant in life and we can accept and go with the flow. All we need to do is know what we're dealing with, and you're good at assessing that. If someone wants to get a hearing test or talk to you about their hearing, how do they reach you?
The best way to reach us is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. Don't delay. Call, speak to Edmund and his team, and have a guide to your best hearing. Thanks again, Edmund. I look forward to another happy story next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
You may have met new people through friends and family, but they weren't the person you longed for. You were polite and grateful, but their kindness didn't help you find the right person. If this sounds like you, say thanks to your friends and relatives and then call Cupid. Matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. She's a kind and experienced matchmaker who can help you find the person you were looking for to share your life. And she joins us now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So further to your theme of kindness, I thought I'd touch on that a little bit because oftentimes, you know, I spend time doing interviews with people, finding out what they're looking for, making sure that we have enough people that meet their criteria. So criteria is a big thing for people. They always tell me what they're looking for, and sometimes they leave off the most important things. And one of those things is kindness, finding someone who's kind to you, who has your back, who adores you. Those are really, really important qualities in a partner. And it's funny because this last week I've been in a trade show meeting with people, and people say to me, you know, what are the kind of things that people look for? And I'm always amazed when people say to me, oh, I need somebody, you know, who's 6'4". I need somebody who has a PhD or those kind of things, you know. And it's great to have those kind of things. Education and looks are important when we go to choose a partner. But also just basic human goodness is really important as well. So you can have that for the rest of your life, because looks fade, let's face it. And people retire and then they're no longer sort of defined by what they do. And so it's so important to imagine the qualities, the personality qualities that people have, and choose for that as well. And that's one of the reasons I sit down with people and get to know them and find out what they're looking for. It's a very important part in the matching criteria. So I always kind of have to remind people sometimes, you know, all those other things are great, but what about somebody who's happy or someone who is, you know, got basic qualities like kindness?
Well, the fact that you're aware of human qualities and not just about what position someone holds lets me know that you'd be the right person to help my friends find a match. And that's why you're Cupid. So if someone wants to talk to you because they're ready to meet someone new, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call at 416-777-6302. If you're calling outside the GTA area, we have local numbers for each area on our website as well as a toll-free number. We also have a chat feature on our website, so you can talk to us online if you're not quite ready to pick up the phone. It's an actual person you're speaking to, so it's not a robot. And the other thing is, I'm always happy to do an interview with you, find out about you, so I can give you a better idea of what's available for you in your area. And that's free to do. I'm not high pressure. I'm always happy to talk to people, and I have lots of time to do that. So don't feel like you're wasting my time. If you want to know more information, I'm always happy to talk to you.
So if you're ready for a fresh start and you want to meet the right person, call Linda Miller, our Cupid, at 416-777-6302. Thank you, Linda, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Now we'll get our weekly health tip from Dr. Vivian Brown, and then Realtor Melanie Martin will join us with her deal of the week for property north of Toronto, followed by a visit with our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking. I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Hi there, Marilyn. Today I wanted to talk about booster doses in long-term care. What is the current guideline? Well, I've spoken about NACI before. NACI is the National Advisory Committee on Immunization, and NACI gives us our public health guidelines around immunization. And NACI has said that given ethical considerations, trends in epidemiology, and the accumulating evidence on COVID-19 vaccine immunogenicity, how well the vaccine works, NACI now recommends that you get a booster dose of the mRNA vaccine, that's Pfizer or Moderna, if you live in a long-term care facility or seniors living in other congregate settings, seniors living all together, so any kind of retirement home. You don't have to be that ill. You just have to be exposed to other people in a retirement home that puts you at risk. And so in Ontario, we're now offering booster doses in long-term care. And stay tuned. I think we're going to be offering booster doses to those of various age groups as time goes on in the next couple of months. But right now, it's for long-term care and seniors in certain situations. Seniors in certain congregate settings is the term that they use, which to me is like a retirement setting.
So boosters for people in long-term care and congregate settings. Again, you're being our GPS so that we can take care of our elders and make sure that we're doing it right. Your book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, gives solid advice that's useful in clear language. And I have one on my night table and refer to it frequently, so thank you for that. And I do have signed copies at my store, Maryland's. If anyone's interested in ordering a copy for themselves or to gift to their friends and family, all you have to do is call me at 416-504-6777. And Dr. Brown, where else can we get your book?
Thank you, Marilyn. It's on Amazon.com, Indigo.com, and, you know, local bookstores have it as well. Depending on where you go, you may ask somebody to order it for you. I think it's really an important guide to general health, and we all have seen the impact of diseases in the last year. When you have underlying disease, you're more at risk for COVID. So let's get our health in as good shape as we can. Now's the time.
Each week you speak clearly, and no wonder your book is a Canadian bestseller. If you're listening now, write the name down, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown. Ask for it at your local bookstore or simply call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
When you look for a property that fits your wish list in every way, you need a realtor who not only knows the market, but one who gets to know you, who listens and understands your wants and also your needs. To her, it's not just about making a sale, it's about making you happy and finding the property to fit your wishes and budget. Melanie Martin is such a realtor, and she joins us with her deal of the week for property north of Toronto. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And yes, and I think the key is that we all have dreams, but we don't want to give up on them, and I won't allow you to, because I think with patience, we always find what you want. And I was excited today because I found a property that I think would suit a lot of the needs of the people wanting to get out of the city and have a little space and privacy. This is a property that has 5 acres. It's a raised bungalow, a bungalow that's totally renovated. The lot is about 190 by 1,100 feet deep with lots of trails in the forest in the back. The inside is cute as a button. It's all been renovated and upgraded with marble countertops in the new kitchen, new bathrooms, fully finished upstairs about 2,100 feet and about 2,000 square feet finished in the basement. So I say this is not turnkey in-law, but it's very close to it with a separate entrance at the back and that extra bedroom and washroom downstairs and a full finished rec room with fireplace. But the whole property is just cute as a button and private and only about 10 minutes west of Barrie. So that's within the hour and a few minutes out of the city. And can you believe the price on this is only $1.149 million? So that's under 1.2.
For 5 acres, if it was just empty land in the city, it would be millions upon millions of dollars. So if your inclination is to have a raised bungalow and take your in-laws in with you, then this would be a wonderful property for you. And if you just want lots of land and a lovely raised bungalow, give Melanie a call. The number, Melanie?
Yes, call me soon at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. Your dream home is just a call away. Thank you, Melanie. Look forward to speaking to you next week.
Yes, thank you, Marilyn. I look forward to finding another deal.
Thank you. Now our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking, joins us so we can learn how to create harmony in our lives and in all the spaces we occupy and more. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Marilyn. We're still talking about cleaning and tidying again because there's so much more work to be done before the snow flies. And today we're going to look at your car. So you see, why the car? Our car is one of our more expensive assets, and it really is an extension of our home and our net worth. And often they get neglected. So we need to appreciate our vehicles as they do take us wherever we need to go. So today we're going to go grab a microfiber cloth and a small garbage bag and we'll head out to the car. And what I want you to do, here's an exercise, just sit in the passenger side first so you can get into that glove box. Do you know what's in there? Do you know when the last time you opened your glove box? So take everything out and sort, just like we would do with any drawer or closet. Old receipts, napkins, parking passes, and more, out it goes. And look under the seat, the door pockets, and use that cloth to wipe everything down, the windows, the handrest, and more. And yes, in only 10 minutes, you'll have a whole new car. So be sure to do this before the temperature drops down another 10 degrees, okay? You see, life gets better when you take action. When you find the flow, you can find joy and fun in the little things again. So don't wait until spring to tidy all the areas of your home. Just one room at a time. Feng Shui can help you find practical solutions that make sense in your unique situation. And yes, Marilyn, I can still get out to see people in their homes and offices. And as well, you know, I've adapted my services to help you through the computer. And more ways to learn about feng shui, I just started a new podcast, Feng Shui Your Day, launched 2 days ago. And so you should be able to find me anytime you want advice on Spotify, Apple iTunes, and more. So go into Spotify and search for Feng Shui Your Day for access every single day.
And to speak to Catherine, 905-599-2693. Practical solutions to a stress-free life using feng shui. Catherine Wilking. Thank
Super.
You, Catherine.
Bye now.
Last week, I joined CARP. This week, I got my email welcome, including a digital card, and news that my CARP card is on its way. With my card, I now can access CARP benefits. I enjoy saving money, and one of my own goals is to be more adventurous. I want to go places and experience new things. I discovered I can be a tourist in my own city and save on admission as a CARP member. As a CARP member, I'm going to save 15% on general admission to the Toronto Zoo, Beyond Monet exhibit, Ripley's Aquarium. I'm going to save 20% when I visit the Ontario Science Centre, the Museum of Illusions, 21% from the Famous People Players, plus my admission to the MZTV Museum of Television and Archive is free. The discount alone will cover my $29.95 cost to join CARP and the subscription cost of Zoomer Magazine. There's a lot to learn about the ABCs of CARP. A, advocacy, B, benefits, C, community. I'm exploring them and will continue to share them with you here. I plan to use the CARP discount admissions, and because I don't want to explore alone, they'll be my way of creating a gift of time, outings for my friends and family. Not sure which I'll go to first, perhaps Monet, but my adventure begins now, thanks to the incentives my CARP membership has given me. Thank you, CARP. To learn more about CARP, log on to my website, marilyns.ca, click on radio, sponsor expert list, and then there's a link to carp.ca. Or simply key in carp.ca and see the ABCs of CARP. Now, after a couple of short messages, I'll join you as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll get a fitness tip from Christine, the health coach, and chat with senior move manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, who'll explain how to take the scary out of your next move. I am Marilyn West, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. I've always loved to dress well. I appreciated the art of clothing design and looked for the best ways to help myself and my clients express themselves using the art of dressing. Clothes can balance a body, create focus, enhance one's look, and of course, it can be a costume for events such as Halloween. Dressing for my day gives me a lift and takes me out of my sleep mode into the activity of my day. Special festive days such as Halloween, Valentine's Day, St. Pat's Day, and others make me smile. I dress in black and orange for Halloween. In fact, I have a glitter scarf that's orange and silver. And I definitely wear red or pink from the inside out for Valentine's Day, and green, of course, for St. Pat's Day. My clothes help me celebrate or acknowledge events and add pleasure and meaning to the calendar dates. Now that we're all wearing masks, a Halloween mask is part of our fare, and it won't seem exceptional. I'm wearing a black one with a smile that I painted on myself. We each can choose what we do with our lives. We can lock our doors, we can stay in our four walls and our PJs if we wish, or we can opt in to living our best. We can regard our clothes as not just a way to cover up and stay warm, but as a means to help us look and feel better, a way to speak to others without the need for words. We need not stay alone. We can use life's simple basics as a means to enhance ourselves and brighten our days. So when you look into your closet and drawers, select items that make you feel good, that fit all aspects of the you you are today, the pieces that enhance your skin tone and add sparkle to your eyes and give you confidence. Your attitude towards yourself and others can create positivity. When you smile and feel good about yourself and are comfortable, you and those around you see the good vibes you exude and are happier for being with you. Dressing well isn't a superficial endeavor. When you look good, you do feel better, and your better feeling impacts your day and your world. As Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, I'm happy to help you create your best look using what you love to wear as your foundation. Together, we can determine what you can give away and what to keep. My closet organizing instructions are on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. You'll find it easy to release things that no longer fit or bring you joy, especially when you designate a recipient. Find a friend, a relative, or a neighbor, or a worthy charity. It doesn't matter who you find, but if they appreciate what you give them, it'll be easy to release what you won't wear. You create a win-win situation. You create space in your closet. You create a wardrobe that speaks effectively for yourself, and you provide those who will enjoy and appreciate your gently used items a fresh wardrobe too. So in the next couple of weeks, until National Kindness Day, you can put your closet organizing on your to-do list. When you're ready to use the clothes in your closet to create a wardrobe you feel great in, then all you have to do is call me. I'll be your wardrobe doctor. We'll set a date and time to be at my store together. The store is at 200 Spadina Avenue, second floor, and it's totally accessible. We have an elevator. We'll review what you have, add whatever it takes so you'll have a wardrobe to wear comfortably and confidently. To book your complimentary consultation with me, just call me at 416-504-6777. I look forward to speaking with you and guiding you to your best look. I promise you'll enjoy the experience, so don't be shy and do call me. I love making women feel and look their best. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. And then we'll speak with Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. And a couple of other benefits of stretching. Stretching helps in controlling lower back pain and improves posture. It is also considered as another important health benefit of stretching. There are millions of people who are suffering from the problem of chronic back pain. There are different types of research reports that have shown this fact, that stretching is an excellent source to strengthen the lower back muscles. Stretching alleviates the soreness and pain. It also helps in controlling back pain, which could be caused by lifting some heavy objects. Also, stretching helps in improving our posture. Frequent stretching can help you keep your muscles from getting tight, allowing you to maintain proper posture. Good posture can lower pain and discomfort in our bodies. So for more information, or if anyone would love to come in and try one of my Zoom classes on stretching and balance, just call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, and you can try these classes complimentary.
Free class with Christine the Health Coach. That's a treasure. Write down the number, call her, and take her up on the offer. You have nothing to lose and everything to win. 416-809-4084. And the information is on my website, marylins.ca. Christine, thank you. And thank you for that offer to my listeners. It is a treasure to have you as a health coach.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Speak to you next week.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylins.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile joins us to explain how to keep the scary out of your next move. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yeah, I thought with all the Halloween festivities this weekend that I'd talk about how to keep the scary out of your next move. For many of our clients, there have been more than enough scary bits over the last 19 months with this pandemic. With things steadily and cautiously opening up, I'm hearing from more folks who are preparing to make their thoughts about making a move a reality. Those who are calling retirement residences home are getting booster shots, and now we've learned that common surfaces are not the hotbeds of germs that we once believed they were. With vaccines, masking, distancing, and plenty of hand washing, we're getting, if not completely back to normal, at least to a new and more hopeful version of normal. Like you, I've heard and witnessed the horror stories around moves that have gone wrong. So what can you do to keep the scary out of your next move? First off, start early, and this is especially important when there will be downsizing decisions to be made. One thing I always share with our clients is even if they are sitting in a chair and I'm bringing items to them, they will find the process tiring. Trips down memory lane can sometimes bring smiles, but no one's life is all roses, and there will be memories that can zap your energy more than you think. For that reason, I suggest scheduling shorter decision-making sessions so it doesn't wear you out. The other thing I recommend is to try and keep like with like as you go through the different areas of your home. For example, people will often have tools in the basement, more in the garage, more in the junk drawer in the kitchen, and then there's a few more in one of the office shelves upstairs. When moving to a condo or a retirement residence, you may want to keep a scaled-down mini toolbox, but you'll not need all the paraphernalia that you've collected over 30 or 40 years in your house. Also remember to be strategic. I've worked with clients who have been bulk buyers all their lives. They've shopped the flyers and at Costco thinking they're saving money, but when it comes time to move, they're spending more on what they saved on packing materials, and moving costs to relocate it all. Not to mention that storage space going forward will be at a premium. Do you really want to use your closets for coats and boots on those multiple bags of kitty litter that you bought on sale? You have to make choices. I also encourage people to use and enjoy those sets of china that you've been using only on special occasions. Take a set of four to your new place if they make you smile. Most full sets of china have limited to no value in today's resale market, and you'll not be needing the platters and gravy boat going forward. Not to mention the potato mashers and electric knife set that you purchased in the 70s. Being strategic also applies to scheduling the services that you'll require. Will you need a two-step donation and packing process to initially prepare your existing home for sale, and then another one later when it's time to move? Working with you and sometimes your realtor can help you to cost-effectively maximize value and reduce costs and stress. Every individual and situation is different, and working with a sensitive and knowledgeable senior move manager can take most, if not all, the scary bits out of your upcoming transition, be it at Halloween or any other time of the year.
Well, I learned a lot from this short segment, Lori. Thank you. Your experience and guidance is always invaluable. If anyone wants to talk to you about downsizing and moving, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Learn the strategies from an expert and benefit because you'll save time and money. Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile. When your door and floors creak and your outdoor walk is shattered and your railing is hanging by one screw, it may be great as a Halloween decor, but in your day-to-day life, it's an accident waiting to happen. Accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center identifies such hazards both in and outside your home and remedies them. He works for you as if you were family, and his kindness is rewarded by your appreciation and referrals that you give him. He joins us now. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And unfortunately, I have been to so many homes, just like you said, that it does kind of remind me of Halloween, with railings like literally holding on by a thread, steps falling apart, bathrooms that are dated and also falling apart. And this is the case for a client I recently went to, and his name is James. He's 66 years old, and he's starting to age. He's 66, as I said. His back is starting to hurt. His knees are giving out. And he thinks it's time now to make changes to his home to make it safe. So outside, like I mentioned, he does have a very loose railing. We're going to remove that railing, put in something nice and secure, so not only him but his guests feel comfortable going up and down his stairs to get to his house. Speaking of steps, it's also falling apart. So we're going to remove his step, put in something nice and solid so everybody can use it and feel safe and comfortable. In his bathroom, he really wants us to get rid of his bathtub before Christmas and give him a renovation that he's going to remember, because he just can't get in and out of the bathtub right now. And every time he's getting in, he's afraid of falling. So we're going to remove that tub, put in a shower, walk-in shower, no step. We're going to get all of this stuff that I've mentioned done before Christmas time, probably by middle of November. And James is going to be one happy man.
Well, your clients are always happy at the end, and you seem to be doing what Lori Bell does. You're taking the scary out of fixing a home so that it's safe and it's a forever home. Tell us about your show special.
I like that, taking the scary out of their forever home. So our show special is the Total Home Safety Check. So I can come to your home, give you an assessment of any area that you're looking for, but we do look at the home from top to bottom. I'll give you a full written report, and you'll get the cost so you know what it's going to cost to actually do some of the things we mentioned on the Total Home Safety Check. Whether you want to renovate the bathroom, the kitchen, anywhere in the house, that's what the Total Home Safety Check's about. Usually $89.95, Marilyn. I'd like to give it away for free for the first two callers this week. So if you want to give me a call, my number is 647-206-6409.
You definitely can take the scary out of any home by identifying hazards and eliminating them with the help of Daniel Wiskin and the Total Access Center. 647-206-6409. A Total Home Safety Check, yours for free if you call right now. Thank you, Daniel. Once again, it's time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. The 3,600 seconds of this show have passed, and now you'll have 2 weeks, 20,160 minutes until World Kindness Day starts. Time to reflect on what kind deeds you can do to build your happiness quotient by doing random acts of kindness and good deeds. With happiness in your heart, you'll see the beauty in others and in life, and likely add meaning to your own life and the lives of others as well. By resolving to be a positive influence, a force of good, you'll find ways to contribute to making a better world. It need not be complicated or expensive. Smile with your lips and eyes. Respect others and appreciate them. By opening your heart, you'll also be joining your community and taking yourself into the larger world. You'll be amazed at the impact your smallest kind acts will have. Perhaps you'll join me in tidying a part of the woods in our conservation areas. Or perhaps you'll donate to a good cause. Regardless of what you decide to do, remember, wishes and hopes need plans to be executed. Don't wait for others. Do plan and do take action. And know you do and can make a difference. Your kindness is never wasted. Every moment is your opportunity to start to be kind to yourself and to others. When you need or want to find answers so you can live your best and accomplish your goals, just remember me, Marilyn Weston, and your team of From a Woman's Perspective. And remember that we're willing and able to advise you and guide you. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Just click on radio, sponsor expert list, and you'll have all the information you need to get in touch with us. Or as always, you're welcome to call me at 416-504-6777. Call the right expert and you'll have their help and advice. Please pencil in next Saturday at 8 here on Zoomer Radio so you won't forget to join us again when we'll speak from a woman's perspective. In the meantime, stay safe, be well, and for those of you who are kids at heart, enjoy tomorrow. Happy Halloween. Have fun, smile, and be kind. Bye for now.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.